The Twins taking on the Yankees, the two home run derby finalists going at it in this one. Miguel Sano up against Aaron Judge. Pick it up in the third. 1-0 Twins. Bases loaded for Sano facing Brian Mitchell.
To right center field. Caught by Judge. He's got a good arm. Look at this throw. And Dozier is out at the plate on a perfect throw from Aaron Judge.
Wow, what a throw right there. The runner's at the corners, but there's two outs.
And here's the pitch. Line to right field. Kepler coming on. Dives and comes up with it. Superman dive there by Max Kepler. He's been doing that all year. Yankees got their lone run in the fifth, threatened here. And the pitch. Ground ball. Dive stop by Adrianza. It comes up. Stumbles, throws in time.
It's 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth.
Escobar 1-for-7 as a pinch hitter.
Base hit, left field. Bauer to third. He's being sent home. And Escobar delivers off the bench. Into right field, a base hit. Sano will score. Rosario to second. Fourth hit of the inning.
The Twins take it by a 4-2 final. Eddie Rosario, two hits and two RBIs. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
I thought Mejia was very sharp early. And, you know, we found a way to, you know, get push a couple across, miss some opportunities to add on, you know, the bases loaded. You know, they made a really nice play on Dozier, and then the Dozier line out in second and third. But we did find a way. You know, we had to kind of scratch a couple across there in the bottom of the eighth to get it done, and the bullpen did a really nice job of preserving. So, and we beat the rain. So, we'll take it.
How clutch was Escobar coming up in that situation?
Yeah, you know, we had kind of looking at options on how to, you know, get through the inning and give us the best chance to score. You know, he did a nice job. It was an off-speed pitch, and he can go down and get that low pitch, especially right-handed, and he poked it out there. So, you know, the pinch hitting is not an easy duty. These guys don't have a ton of experience with it, but, you know, sometimes they get a chance and they come through, and obviously he did a nice job of giving us a lead.
Paul, after maybe not the sharpest defensive game the other day in Houston, I mean, nice to see a lot of really nice plays from Joe and Adrianza and a few to really...
You know, Kepler had a couple really nice plays. Adrianza, infield in, a great reactionary play to keep the ball in the infield and record the out. You know, Mejia's just having a tough time getting over to first because he spins off the mound the way he did, and somehow, you know, with Joe's dive and the flip, we're still able to get the call and reversal there. But, yeah, it was nice to have a cleaner game on the defensive side. We needed it, you know, with that type of ball game.
Joe Mauer scores the winning run. He talked to the media after the game.
Kinsler came in and did a great job. You know, 1-2-3, so we didn't have to stay out there very long.
Don't stand under the stream right here. You were standing on second base when Eduardo Escobar came in and hit that single to score you. What was your thought process as soon as you saw him swing the bat?
Off the bat, I was thinking of scoring, you know, and Esky went up there off the rack and got a nice hit there and gave us the lead, which was great.
When you hit your single to right, it looked like you may have been able to go to second, but Aaron Judge threw out Brian Dozier earlier in the game. Did that play a role in you staying at first?
Part of it, yeah. He popped right up too, and I don't think the ball got too far away, especially getting the first guy on in that inning where we needed some base runners. But he's a heck of a player, and I think he gets a lot of credit for his offense, but he sure is a good defender.
You've been with this team for a long time, and the Twins-Yankees rivalry goes back a long time. Is there any sort of extra breath you take just to have beaten the Yankees?
Oh, it always feels good to beat them. You know, they had our number in the playoffs there, you know, a few years back, but it's a new year, and it's good to get this first one.
Eduardo Escobar with the clutch pinch hit single in the eighth. He talked after the game.
No, dile que yo siempre estoy.
I'm always ready, and Paul knows that. I talked to Paul Miller sometimes about it, and I'm ready. Thankfully, you know, he used me today, and I showed to him that, again, I was ready.
You swung at the first pitch, missed. You swung at the second pitch, hit it. You were ready, but how ready were you to go early and swing as soon as you got up there?
No, dile que yo salí para batear.
No, yeah, I went out there trying to get a good hit, get a good swing on the bat, and the first pitch you throw me a curveball, and I missed it, and the second pitch you throw me a changeup, and I was able to handle and get a good hit on it.
Then the rain started, and it's raining hard. What was it like to sort of drive in that run, go ahead and play the final game in this dramatic atmosphere?
No, tú sabes, uno sale a hacer las cosas, uno tiene control de.
No, you know, we have control of the game. We don't have control of the water or what's going on, but the important thing is that Jesus blessed us today and we were able to win.
Up next, the series against the Yankees continues on Tuesday with Bartolo Colon making his Twins debut.